Hello everyone, welcome. I'm Sarah Intonato, and today we are talking about yoga and suffering. And the reason we're talking about this today is because it's really easy to get on your mat when life feels good and you have tons of energy and your body feels strong and bendy and everything is happening smoothly. Jackpot! You absolutely should enjoy those times. They're great. But we're really digging a little deeper today because everyone experiences suffering. No one is exempt. And we see the real magic of yoga and all eight limbs of the yogic path when we're willing to do the work, even in the midst of things getting a little or a lot gnarly. So that's why we're here today. And as somebody who's been teaching yoga for 14 years, I can tell you that I've taught young people in college and far younger. I've taught people in their 70s and above. I've taught multimillionaires. I've taught people in debt. I've taught men and women of all different races and religions and combinations of every bit of that that you can imagine. And from all of this experience, I've realized two things. One, everyone suffers at some point. Everyone experiences hard times at some point. Everyone's going to have a day or maybe a longer period when they feel overwhelmed and like they just can't handle life. And sometimes that comes in the form of a divorce or a health challenge. Sometimes that comes in the form of addiction and watching your loved ones battle addiction. And everyone is subject to these times of deep, deep challenge. None of us are exempt. Everyone is going to be exposed to the suffering at some point, unfortunately. But don't despair, because the yoga path can help us move through it. The second thing I've realized is that everyone wants the same thing. I've taught so many different kinds of people, and I can tell you the truth that stay-at-home moms, Fortune 500 CEOs, young adults, seniors, all want the same thing, and that is to experience true, deep contentment. Santosha is the word in Sanskrit. That deep feeling of happiness that can only occur within yourself. It can't come from any outside thing. It has to come from inside you. So these are the two common denominators. One, everyone is going to experience suffering in their lives. Two, everyone is searching for that deep, deep feeling of contentment. And luckily for us, yoga is a vehicle which allows us to move through suffering by finding clarity. It allows us to move from darkness into light, but it can't help us if we're addicted to toxic behavior, if we're addicted to drama, if we're addicted to toxic relationships. We have to want to step out of that in order for the benefits of yoga to really help us. We have to want to change. It's very much like being successful in a 12-step program. That can only happen if you're ready to do the work. And just like the 12-step programs, yoga requires work. It requires daily practice, daily maintenance. And these are things that we have to be ready to do. We have to be ready to embrace it. But the good news is that if we do, we are going to see change. The Yoga Sutras actually teach us that if we practice all eight limbs of yoga as an ancient science together, change is inevitable. We don't always have a guarantee of the time frame, but if we're doing that daily work, change is inevitable. It will happen. Clarity will start to permeate every cell of our being, every aspect of our lives, and it will help us to move out of those periods of suffering, or at least through them, with the mindset of learning what we need to learn, taking those lessons, and then moving on from those lessons with that deep contentment within ourselves. Even if everything around us is a mess and chaotic, we can still cultivate that deep contentment within ourselves, which is a really powerful thing. It teaches us to step out of our circumstances a little bit and not feel so overwhelmed by what's happening there, and instead much more dependent on the work that we do daily to find that state of peace. And this change takes work thing is something that's really important to embrace, that daily work. It's very much like taking a daily shower. If you didn't do it for a few days, you would notice. And yoga is the same. If you don't do it for a few days or a few weeks, you notice the differences within you. You notice that that confusion and that suffering and that overwhelm start to get bigger and expand. And it's harder to step out of that, but you still can if you're willing to get back to the daily work. And this is something that was really hard for me when I first started practicing yoga, because I was always a problem-solving type of person who wanted to fix things. And I thought doing yoga for a little while was going to fix me. Just like taking some kind of medicine that you do for a short time and then it cures all your ailments, I thought yoga would do that for me. And it took me a while to realize that that's not how yoga works. There is daily maintenance work involved in the path if you want to be successful for the rest of your life. So it's kind of more of a life management tool is how I like to think of it now. And the reason it's good to keep doing that work over time is because the results of yoga are cumulative. The effects of yoga, the benefits of yoga are longer lasting when you do that daily maintenance work. So you can't just do it for a short time and expect it to change your life. But if you do it over a long period of time, guaranteed it will. So this is really crucial because we all want change. We all want to move away from suffering, and we can if we're willing to do the work. So embrace the work. It's your key to freedom. It's your key to joy. And if you are looking to take yoga off the mat and get every part of your day into a more aligned place with greater clarity, I have a freebie in the link above for you, 3 quick tips to help take yoga off the mat. And if you're ready for the next step to go even deeper, click the link below in the comments for my new online yoga philosophy course, From Your Mat Into the World, Ancient Wisdom to Help You Achieve Anything You Want in Life. So the tools of yoga are here for you. You don't have to feel suffocated by confusion. You can get more clarity by doing the work today. And hit me up in the comments below. I'm here to help. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.